Thursday, April 5th, 8:31, text. Hello, I am sorry to bother you, but I need your assistance. I am Hector, Cesar's friend. It's an emergency now for Cesar. Are you in El Norte? I think we are also. Arizona near Nogales or Sonoita. Since yesterday, we are in this truck with no one coming. We need water and a doctor, and a torch for cutting metal. Thursday, April 5th, 8:48. Please text me, Animac. We need help. Thursday, April 5th, 8:59. Are you there, Animac? It's Hector. Please text me. Thursday, April 5th, 9:52. There was a storm. One bar only now. Are you there? Thursday, April 5th, 10:09. One bar. Something's broken. Maybe from the lightning. The helicopter came again but doesn't stop. How do they not see us? Nothing going now. Thursday, April 5th, 10:26. Sound file. Hello? I hope this works. Still one bar only, but I'm recording now, and when the signal comes back, I will send it in a file with all the details and the information from Cesar. He is badly hurt, Animac. Unconscious. I looked in his contacts for someone else, but the Mexican numbers won't work now, and you are the only one with an American code. I hope you are his friend. I know him from school, but I haven't seen him in many years. We've been together only a short time now to cross the border, and already he gave me so many things. I have been telling him he's not alone, that I sent you messages and you're coming soon, that you will save us. I don't know if he hears, but in this darkness, how will he know to leave without a voice, some sign of life? So I talked to him, and to you also. Animac, if you get these messages and come to look for us, what you are looking for is a water truck, an old Dina. The tank is a big one, 10,000 liters, and you will know it when you see an adobe color truck that says on the side, Agua para uso humano, water for human use. But that doesn't mean you can drink it. This one is different because someone has painted J and R, so it says now, Jaguar para uso humano. I saw this in the garage before we loaded, and I didn't know if it was graffiti or some kind of code, the secret language of coyotes. But then I was nervous to ask, and later it was too late. Thursday, April 5th, 10:34. It works! I made a sound file. I will send it when the bars come back, and this one also. The coyotes told us it was a good idea to fill a water truck with people. A good way to get across. No one will know we are here because there is no way into the tank besides two small pipes in the back. The door on top is too small for a person, and they put a box inside with water, so if the truck is stopped and searched by La Migra, it will not look suspicious. This is what the coyotes told us, like they were describing special features on a new car. It is expensive to do it, they said, and this is why we must pay extra, but only un poquito. They were talking fast all the time, but not as fast as their eyes. Some things you want to know about coyotes. Just like in the wild nature, there are no fat ones and no old ones. They are young machos, hoping one day to be something more. A real chingon. But first, they must do this thing. This taking across the border, and this is where they learn to be hard. Coyotes have another name also, polleros. A pollero is a man who herds the chickens. There's no such thing, really, because chickens go where they want. But this is the name for these men. And we, the ones who want to cross, are the pollos. Maybe you know pollo is not a chicken running in the yard. Gallina is the name for that. Pollo is chicken cooked on a plate. A dinner for coyotes. This is who is speaking to you now.